I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate July 21st. The three brightest objects in the night sky team up during the early morning twilight tomorrow. The Moon and the planets Venus and Jupiter. Venus is the morning star to the upper right of the Moon. Slightly fainter Jupiter is to the lower left of the Moon. It's quite low, so you need a clear horizon to spot it. Venus and Jupiter are siblings. They were born from the same disk of material around the newborn Sun. So were Earth and the solar system's other planets. Besides their parentage, though, Venus and Jupiter don't have a lot in common. Venus is a ball of rock a little smaller than Earth. It's topped by clouds of sulfuric acid. They reflect most of the sunlight that strikes them, which is one reason Venus is so bright. Another is its proximity. Venus is the second planet from the Sun, while Earth is the third. So Venus passes closer to us than any other planet. Because Venus and Earth form so close to the Sun, they're made mainly of rock and metal. The young Sun blew away most of the lighter materials, gas and ice. So Venus is dense and heavy. Jupiter formed much farther from the Sun, where it was much colder. It built a big core of heavy materials, then swept up a lot of gas, dust, and ice. It became the largest planet in the solar system, a dozen times the diameter of Venus and almost 400 times its mass. The Big Brother to the rest of the planets. More tomorrow. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.